I'm Denzel Dion.
And I'm Ricky Thompson.
And this is We Said What We Said, only on Spotify.
Yeah.
We have a special guest.
And this is a guest.
This is the guest. Special.
Yeah.
What's good, Ugo?
What's good?
What's
up? Would you like to introduce yourself? Even though the girls know
We all know who you are.
What's up? My name is Ugo Diamonte.
Ooh.
I'm an artist.
You're from Dominicana, right?
No, that's two different places. I'm from Dominican Republic.
She doesn't know her geography.
It's okay. It's okay.
Wait, what's different?
That's two different places.
Yeah, that's a different place.
Damn, that's really clocking me like that.
It's okay, Poppy.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, this is going to be a long-ass episode. So, Ugo, how are you feeling today?
I'm feeling good.
Feeling well?
I'm feeling blessed. How about you?
Yes, I like that. Blessed. Yes.
Oh, you asking me?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah,
I feel blessed too.
Oh, I'm good. I'm feeling good. You know, I was chilling.
You know, yeah. We're very excited to have you on this podcast.
Yeah, I was like, you know, we should get Ugo on the podcast. You know, me and Ugo, we filmed on our lonesome. But I was like, it would be so funny to have Ricky in the room.
I know. I love it.
You know, because Ricky didn't like you.
I wonder why.
That is actually insane.
I'm curious why.
Like, Rick used to talk so much shit about
you. I didn't talk shit about Ugo.
But I want to know, though.
I didn't talk shit about Ugo. I felt like you were trying to steal my friend.
You really thought?
Yeah, because y'all were hanging out a lot together. And I was like, what the fuck is going on here? I was pissed.
No, it was funny because I mean, I've known of Ugo, but I met Ugo in I met Ugo in New York.
I was there.
You were.
It was there, no?
That was the year. Yeah, oh, my God. Yeah, I met Ugo in New York. But how did it happen? I think you slid in my DMs, right?
No, you slid in my DMs on Twitter.
You did.
On Twitter.
No,
Hold on. I want to go to the receipts. Hold on.
Go ahead.
Let me go to the receipts, girl. Let's get to the receipts.
I know, but so I remember.
When you find the Denzel, you wrote me, are you in New York? You told me, are you in New York?
Oh, yeah, because I said, who's in New York? And you liked my tweet.
Yeah.
Period. So you know, you gave me the But yeah, that was cute. We linked like that day, right?
Period.
No, we linked like
the next day.
We were supposed to link that day, but we did it. So we linked the next day.
I figured out why I didn't like Ugo because I felt like you were coming for me.
Why?
That night we went to the blonde, and I had my little piece.
And we was laughing at Ricky's mom.
And I said, yeah, that's mine. You said, that's yours. And y'all started laughing at me in the corner. Do you not remember that?
Remember that.
It was when Ricky was talking to that white boy.
I was expecting more from you.
Oh my
God. It wasn't even that was coming for you.
Right. No one's
I was expecting
you.
More for you. I was just like, that's silly.
You liked him.
I liked him. You know, I loved him.
I know you do. He loved you too.
I know. No, but yeah, that's how we met, right? We had, DM'd, we met in person. Yeah. And then it was cool. It was chill. I was like, I literally remember this because it was me. We all went to New York that year because I told all the girls to go. Because it was, it was February. It was Fashion Week.
Yeah.
Because I said, I'm about to go link this boy. He's so cute. And then I went to go link him. I said, Given, that's my sister.
Stop playing with me.
That's what it was. I said, that's what I said.
Why though?
Because it just gave that. Like, when we met, it just, you know, when you meet somebody, you can just tell. I could always tell. I was like, oh, this is giving like my sis.
Not your sis, though. Don't
fire my brother.
Right. Don't
fire. Oh, that's my sis. That's my good Judy.
You did say that.
Literally said that right after.
Was and like, I was like, oh, okay.
I said, that's how it was. It wasn't like the way I acted. It's just like the way, it was just like,
it's the way.
We were comfortable.
We
were
like friends.
Yeah, it wasn't given no more than that.
Yeah.
You know, Ugo's probably used to other, you know.
Are you used to that? Yeah. How does that feel? Because I will tell, how does it feel to be a sex symbol? Because you are.
It's cute when you want it from the right person.
All
right. But it's just, I don't know, it's annoying when somebody's just looking at you because of how you look. I'm like, damn, you're not trying to get to know me. You
that's
feel me?
Like, that's you know what's so funny? Because people really do be thinking, like, that's what I always say, like, it gives, right? Like, if I didn't know you, it gives. You're very different than like what you perceive online.
Uh-huh.
Like you be giving like, you know, you be giving like the sex, this, you know, this liberal whore stuff.
I mean,
you know what I mean? Ugo be Ugo's not how he was now, because I remember before you posted your first thing, you got asked, oh, should I post this?
Yeah, I used to be masked.
You're different than where you was before. Back then, like, you posted a shirtless picture, but it was different.
Yeah.
I feel like now it's like, I remember when you posted your first sexy picture, because that's when you stayed with me. And then you took it, I was like, oh, this is five.
You took it in his bathroom?
No. I took it in his closet.
Yeah.
His closet.
A lot of people do that.
What? No one stayed in my... No, that place, Ugo, like, two other people stayed with me. No,
I was there for like 2 weeks.
No one stayed at my place when I lived at in that place.
The loft.
Oh yeah. The only one was there was your sister.
No one ever stayed there upstairs when I had my loft. But that closet was dead ass giving Harry Potter. It was a big ass closet.
I was like Harry Potter.
I love that closet. It was
you dead ass saying that was a guest room. I said Giselle.
It is.
That shit was like, oh my God, like 200 square feet.
It was big.
It was big though for a closet.
Because I had my room and then the loft is where I filmed. I don't know if people really sleep where I film, so like it was the closet. My sister loved the closet though.
Bitch.
Harry Potter girl.
Did she actually go to sleep?
Yeah, she always slept in there, bitch. It's like her own cocoon. She'd read her books, she'd have the comforter on the floor. It was a fab moment, girl.
That place is cute though.
But yeah, I feel like it was just so. You're just very different. You're so sensitive. You're such a baby.
You know what it was? I feel like I wasn't comfortable in myself.
You wasn't.
And now I don't give a fuck.
Even talking to you about sexual things that first, I'm like, Ugo, mouth it. Speak it out. I used to act
because he wanted to know everything.
Yeah, fuck out of here.
He's like, you're getting fucked. Like,
yeah, what is tea? I want to know.
I don't know. I think that's a lot, though.
It's a lot because
of where we grew up. We grew up in New York. It's different. New York,
yeah,
not like
I think that's
that.
What
people
it
don't
is.
Talk about their tea like that. In LA, y'all want to talk about, oh, I fucked. LA, they don't care. I'm like, yeah, I fucked some people right here. New York is very much so, like, very low key. Like, we talk about that, like, behind closed doors or with bitches where we know.
And you're never going to know who I fucked.
That's what New York gave very low key. So I was asking Ugo, he was just mad, like, shy. And I'm like, girl, speak the fuck up. I wanted to know what was tea. What was
good? Why do you need to know?
I wanted to know.
Why do you need to know?
Bitch, you always ask questions. Girl, what are you talking
bitch,
about?
Bitch, what do you mean?
Girl, with all our friends and stuff, girl, you're a very nasty girl and you like to get into the nitty gritty. You like to know the details. I was never asking for the details. I just wanted to know what the tea was. And the thing is, Ugo would either not lie but shy away from it. I remember Ugo had his first like relationship. Ugo, he's one of those girls. You know, he had his first relationship. I knew, and he asked me how I knew. I said, "Bitch, ain't nothing can get past
how
me."
How did you know, though?
I
want to know who was chatting.
Nobody was chatting.
I know who was chatting.
No, you don't.
I know who was chatting. I just want you to tell me.
Ugo had his like first boyfriend, and he didn't tell me about it. He didn't have to tell me about it, but I knew. And then like Ugo would always like mention this person's name, and he was like, "Oh yeah, they're coming into town." I'm like, oh, "Okay, this is definitely his nigga. Like, I gotta confirm."
I'm done.
So,
but that's how that was. But I feel like the reason why you do that is because how he was treating you, though.
I mean, that's after.
Oh, okay.
That's after. Because I told you, it was always like that with a friend. When Ugo's piece came into town,
it always happens,
so
girl.
Different.
It's like boyfriends, girlfriends.
I saw both of them in gym. Ugo acted so weird. Like, he didn't know me. I said,
it wasn't that, because we was mad at each other at the time.
No, we wasn't.
Because we used to...
Y'all had beef?
Not real beef.
Ugo felt some type of way because he felt like I cut him off. I told him I was hanging
That's
out.
Not true.
That's what was it?
Oh, my
that
God,
is not
yes.
true.
So then what was it?
Is that what you...
So then what was
Ooh,
it?
Oh, explain it. Lay it out. We want to lay
on.
It out.
It wasn't
because of them.
You said, oh, you don't want to hang out with me and stuff like that anymore. I was like, you thought I cut you? No, I'm not talking about the second time we fell out. I'm talking about the first time. It was really more so because you felt like I was neglecting you.
You swear, Papa. You swear. Okay, well, I'm going to let you have it. You think that?
Oh, my God.
I live.
I'm going to let you have it.
Yes.
Okay, because that's not the truth.
You correct me if I'm wrong.
No, I don't need to. This is your illusion, Papa.
You
can have it.
Because you know who said it. Girl, I have the
I remember we just stopped being cool because you kind of was mad. You kind of felt like this.
Honestly, I feel like, Giselle, you were a little bit, jealous. A little bit.
And that's okay. It's okay.
Jealous or what?
I don't...
You were, like, jealous, but, I mean, did you feel like he was...
No, I feel like...
It's okay to be, though.
Yeah,
you being jealous, it's okay.
It's okay a little bit. I feel like it's just a little bit.
You was, though,
a little bit.
I put that on everything. I was not jealous. When we first stopped talking, we didn't talk that much. After you moved, when you found your place, we started hanging out and we didn't talk. And what happened was, I have felt weird because we had talked about
this. You felt weird because I'm never one to feel neglected.
No, it wasn't neglection or whatever. I felt weird because I told you we were supposed to film, and that's what it was. I told you we went to film, and he went to go film.
Oh my God, that's the thing.
I don't understand.
That's how I got mad at you.
That's how I started.
Because I was like, we're supposed to make a video first. I was like, now since you already collabed with
somebody. Oh, yeah, it's like. Just met you and you
already filmed. Yeah, who else?
Who was somebody else? I was like,
it was somebody else you filmed with. Because I said, well, damn. Oh! And then the whole. situation.
Oh, damn. Oh, yeah.
Oh, my God. Oh, my God. Yo, so what happened? Okay, so what happened? She hit me up and she told me that she wanted to film after that day we went to go chill with her.
So quick.
So fast.
What did you want me to say? No.
Because even the type of way I was like, damn, you just came to LA, you were hanging out.
I didn't feel I wanted you to do what you wanted to do, but because I already told you that I wanted to film with you first. And I didn't like the fact that
I should have told her like I can't.
No, you could have said, you could have. I'm trying to say, the whole thing was we already had a plan so I could film with you first.
Yeah.
So when you did that video, I said, I don't want to record you because you was just on her channel.
Yeah, I remember that.
And at that time, like, people will always record with the same, like, cute boy in a gay, very much community. Ooh, and I didn't want people to look at you that way. So after you recorded that, I was like, okay
I respect that.
That's exactly what happened to her. Okay. I felt neglected. Get the fuck out of my face, girl.
Let's move on to the next thing. Okay, why you gotta tell you about the shit? What happened with that?
Oh, because you did her so dirty.
Because.
Then who?
Girl, how did that situation go again? It wasn't the fact that she was hanging out, but it was like, you was being mad secret about it.
Yeah.
Like, you were moving weird about it.
What you talking about? I wasn't moving. No.
Yes, you was, because.
That was my smoking buddy. All we did was smoke. It was nothing about smoking.
Yeah, but y'all smoking. Why could we come and smoke with y'all too?
You guys could have smoked.
We never got invited.
No, we never got invited.
He very secretive.
I didn't even know about it until he told me about it. You didn't tell me about it. He told me about it. He was all just, oh, Ugo just left. I was smoking Ugo. I said,
wow, it's crazy how these people be trying to make it seem in L.A.
That's how I felt like.
We just want to share Uga.
That's how I am. I'm territorial, bitch. Bitches know.
So I get that,
bro. Yeah, but no, that's what it was. And then after, when we stopped talking and cool, and then it was weird when your piece came to town, because obviously I was long distance. I get you wanted to spend time with your piece. Well, your man.
Right, my piece. That was my whole ass man.
That was your man. I can't say your piece. I just didn't want to say,
your
man. So, when he came into town, it was cool or whatever, but I already knew him, so it wasn't like, we've known and we've talked before, so it wasn't.
It was just awkward.
It was awkward. I don't know why. I saw him, and I'm like, why is he acting like
First of all, I don't think we was chatting.
I don't know why
it felt awkward, though. I don't know.
I literally texted you. I was like, why are you being mad? Where he was like, I don't know what you're talking about. That was like his third day out here. And we didn't talk. And he's coming into town. I just didn't hear from Ugo. If I I hit up Ugo, it was just some responses. But I got it. Yeah, your boo's in town. I got it. But when I saw him in person, I didn't expect it to be a different situation.
Oh my God, you are such an Aquarius.
But I swear to God.
I was like, Ugo's all hot. He was like, oh, hi. He was just acting like mad fidgety.
We were friends. We were talking. Because you always mad at me for something.
I'm not always mad at you. I was only mad at you twice.
He's always mad at me for something.
It was the second time I was mad at you.
I'm like, damn.
And you know, and the only reason I was ever really got tired just because Ugo was dead ass and sent all his messages and make it look like I'm talking to myself. And you know, that's my biggest pet peeve. He does that shit all the time.
I'm like, bitch, you want to talk to yourself.
All the time. He would say something, he would unsend it. So then I went back to hit him up about
Wait a minute, he did that? You didn't tell me he did that.
That's the reason why we stopped talking. So and
he
I
was
told
so
him,
pressed
and,
for that.
And I told him,
Ugo, that is wrong.
No, so then
Ugo,
I don't know, twice or three times. He would say something and unsend it. And then I went back to go hit him up one time, and bitch, it was literally me like just spamming myself. This is when I was in New York. So, bitch, I blocked him. But I blocked him.
You blocked me.
I blocked him, girl. He said the illest.
Don't be reading that shit.
Bitch, just send me on text. I blocked him on Instagram.
And I think that's the moment
when you start dating your next situation. And he sent me a big ass paragraph. And I'm like, damn, Rugo's really hurt that I blocked him. And I found it funny. Because
that's childish.
That's what they meant.
It's childish me blocking you. But you unsending all your shit is not childish? Girl,
I unsend it. I forgot why I was unsending.
You always unsend.
I think it was just
doing.
Like a mental thing. It was too much, and I wanted to clean it up.
Is this something you trying to cover up? Why do you?
Right,
yeah, I was trying to cover
me.
Up.
Trying
yeah, low key.
Oh my God, girl, I hate when they now you talking yourself.
Bitch, looking delusional like these bum ass bitches that be in his DMs, girl. I look just like him. Girl, I was literally writing. Girl, I ain't seen nothing from him.
Girl,
just
mm-mm.
like a what's up, and then.
That's
so I blocked him, but that's the situation. It's just so much goes. Ugo's such an Aquarius. When he got his next situation, that's where he cut me off completely, girl.
Did you stop talking to him when you got your new situation?
That wasn't even it.
I swear to God,
that's not even what happened. We was already in bad terms. And I'm a person too. I love to isolate myself. And especially I'm gonna be with somebody. I'm not even gonna talk to nobody. If I don't need to, I'm not gonna talk to nobody.
We was not even on bad terms, girl. And the thing is, bitch, this is like the only time, bitch, I broke my pride. Girl, I called Ugo. I texted him. It was one. I FaceTime. He picked. He said, "Stop fucking calling me." I said, "Oh,
oh wow."
Yeah, because I was mad.
That's like the first time I put my. I said, "You know, I'm gonna put my pride down aside. Let me call him. Check up on him." This was like 2 weeks after. Stop fucking. You keep calling me. I said, "Oh,
what?"
Oh,
she
shit.
Got loud.
Loud. Ooh. And then.
Ooh. I don't remember.
And then
that.
We started. You do.
And then, I live.
Girl, drama girl. And then this is when it confirmed for me that. And I already had a feeling like what the situation was. We went to the Boohoo situation, the Boohoo event.
Oh, yeah, I remember. I seen you. That's before
Boohoo,
I left.
We went to the Boohoo event, and mm-hmm. he really acted like he didn't know me, but he was talking to my sister the whole time. Like right next to me.
That's oh, now you now.
And I was like, bitch, I want to slap so bad, bro.
Because he grabbed me hard as fuck.
I grabbed him. Like, I was like, yeah, because I said, what the fuck is T?
I'm like,
I said,
don't be grabbing me like that. Just because he threw my ass. I'm like, what the fuck?
And I told my sister, I said, when you see him next time, don't talk to him. That's the enemy. Don't ooh. Talk to him.
Ooh. No, but she knows.
She knows. She was like, okay, bad. Shit. I said, fine. I said, you don't have to follow him. That's too much, but don't talk to him.
That's
like,
right. Your sister, said, like, it'll go yeah. close. Yeah.
Yeah. So I was like, if she
wanna, loved me, though.
Yeah.
She
y'all said, okay,
she was like, damn. And I remember one time she felt bad because I called. It was one time, I think, like, you had called or something like that. And I blocked her. I said, you're an op. Da, da, da. She was so sad.
You called your sister an op?
Yes, because she was fucking. After I told him not to.
You called her out? No.
I did. Because he got me. I'm sorry. Nobody's ever disrespecting like that, bitch.
All that for me to be sitting right here.
Period. Girl, because who called? He called. You see, the girls always call when they're out their relationship, girl. At this time, you know what I mean?
It's just it so was because I had time, because I didn't have time to like really. I was in like a relationship. I didn't really have time for nothing else, bro.
To think about who's the right. You know what? That's what I'm a real,
that's what it
that's
was.
That's what I'm a real bitch. You would never find a bitch like me.
But I just thought.
Yeah. I think so.
Yeah. I fuck with you.
I feel yeah.
Ugo came back the same time Homeboy came back. They both hit me up the same day.
Now Ugo came back. Who? Oh. No.
Oh.
When we was on our trip, girl.
What trip was that?
To Aspen. That's what Ugo texted. I said, oh my God, Ricky, Ugo texted. And it's so crazy because.
What month was that?
December.
Oh, yeah, that's.
And he's like, you don't have time to think that. You know, I'll give Ugo another chance. But it was just so crazy. Such a roller coaster.
And I'm
it
glad
was
you
such
did, because we love Ugo. I'm glad.
You love me now?
I do love you.
A lot of people didn't like you when I brought you around.
I don't get it. I didn't even do shit to... I barely even talk. So what do you don't like me for?
But I saw all those big ones too. It's like, oh, Denzel's new, da-da-da. This is before we made my video. I'm like, just because y'all see me with a cute boy, I think that, oh, because why is he around?
Right.
Like, yeah, we can't be friends. That's wrong.
Yeah, bitch, girl. Yeah, because everyone was like, Ugo's with me, girl.
Get that right, girl.
Every time the girls be DMing Ugo, girl, DM him.
Like, oh my God, hey.
They have no shame.
At all. How do you feel about that?
I usually don't. I don't really fuck with anybody who hit me up on social media.
You see,
I don't. That? It's more in like in-person thing. Like if you meet me in person, because right there.
We know.
I don't. I don't know. It just hit different. You feel me? Somebody just viewing me in real life than just the best version of myself online type
shit.
What do you mean?
Just because I'm only I'm not gonna post when I'm bad. What the fuck? I'm gonna be posting when I'm. You feel me?
You always used to post you in a different country. I thought you were a sugar baby.
Everyone, and the thing is, I was working. Like I was an assistant for a stylist. I did so much shit. That's why I'm like,
wow.
Yeah, I was. If you go look,
I didn't think
look
about
my
it,
name
so
up.
Yeah, I didn't think about it. I didn't think about it, but I started being. That's the thing. Every time I'm friends with somebody, people just be hitting me up, sending me like random tea, and I was.
That's
just
not
saying,
even tea because
not tea, but like they were just. It's just always like, oh well, be careful about him.
Yeah. I'm like, be careful about me. Like that's crazy. I don't know. Sugar, but that's different. I would have had money though. I would have been taking care.
I would say if you really wanted to,
I would have been taking care of
it.
You could have been such. I always tell you though, but you're not like that person. That's the bitch.
No,
you could have.
I gotta get on my own. It feels
different. You're such a real man.
Yeah,
I live.
Not saying if you're a sugar baby or not.
We the same age.
Really?
But yeah. Ugo's is older than you by like 10 days.
Oh, yeah. That's right.
My birthday is January 20th.
Oh, wow. Okay, yeah. Wow.
That's why he has a lot of Capricorn in him.
Yeah,
he
I do.
Definitely has
I feel
a lot
like,
of
I do. I have like a, I'm very in the middle for real.
Oh, I wish I was, child. Damn.
Yeah. I have the perfect thing. Like, definitely.
Perfect balance. I would say like his hustle and stuff is very Capricorn. His sensitive and left side is very Aquarius.
Yeah. I'm balanced well.
No, I'm
bad. For the right person, I feel.
What is the right person for you, bro? Tell the audience, are you single?
I am single. The right person
finally.
For me.
But bitch who said that they love being by themselves, he's always in a relationship.
What you mean? It's just because I don't like fucking like random people.
I know.
I want to be with somebody if I'm fucking with them. You feel me? Yeah. I don't know.
Wow.
Yeah. An ideal person for me. The ideal person for me. I don't know.
Just somebody, you don't have a type.
I don't really have a type.
So you just guys somebody, are all welcome.
Ooh. No, but that ass, you are all welcome.
Uga doesn't have a type.
I don't.
Because I'm like, Uga.
I don't. I just like somebody who is nice and who could talk. Like somebody who got good game talking.
Maybe I should too.
You don't have a type.
No, that shit hit for real. Like somebody who can talk.
Girl,
like,
who did, you do not have a type.
Okay, I feel like, you know what? Because
like, y'all know what my type is. Like,
you
I
have a type, though.
I said I have a type.
But why are you limiting yourself?
I don't know.
Like,
I don't have a type, but it just also happens to the ones I always look.
Yeah.
They always look alike, but that's what I go for.
Okay. You know? Okay, so if
I don't have a type.
If I don't have a type, You get the same energy to him when he brings around stuff, but you never bring anybody around.
I never bring nobody around.
He never brings me around, but when he shows me somebody, I get the same thing I give you, I give him. Girl, I'm like, Uga, like,
you
bring
him around. But he only did that,
I only did that like once.
But I don't feel like anybody out there is ugly.
Yeah, and that's fine.
Wait,
who?
What are you gonna say? Bitch, I'm gonna say that. That was about myself.
Oh, we're not talking about Uga.
So why you look like that?
Yo,
you are fake ass bitch. You are such a
weird as fuck. I'm weird.
I don't feel like
what's an ideal person for you?
You said somebody fine.
You don't have to be. Well, you have to be fine. But fine what? I mean, you know what I mean? Everybody has their own type of fine. I mean my type of fine.
I just hate the fact that
financially stable.
Yeah. I just feel like I have no type, but I really do hate my friends. Like, wow, he's cute for you.
Yeah, I think that's rude.
Why? He's for you.
That's so rude, though. Why is that cute for me?
I would never say that.
You are such a liar, girl.
Okay. Okay, because when people tell me this is who they're talking to, I'm like, okay. And then y'all want to do the follow-up question. Oh, he cute, right? For you. What am I supposed to say?
Yeah, I get that.
I don't come out of nowhere and say, oh, he cute for you.
Yeah.
If I have nothing nice, I won't say nothing at all. But you just seem like, mm-hmm.
That's enough.
That's enough. That's but I'll be like, isn't he cute? He fine. For you.
I'm done.
For you. So what's your type?
I told you. You're right. I really don't have a type.
You don't have a type. I don't have a type neither.
My type is you got to have like a nice smile type shit. Like,
yeah.
You just got to look clean. You got to look clean.
You got to look clean, you know.
Yeah, because some people, you'd be looking like, you could just tell their boss think. You know what I mean?
Ew. That ass though.
You can really tell when someone's really musty. Like, I hate them. Like, when I look at you, I just see, like, green.
Fun. Yeah, I'm like, ew.
Not a green cloud around
the face. Yeah, you can just tell when someone's musty.
And it's like,
That's why I be so into Dominicans, because they just so groomed.
Yeah.
I've never met one that's just
I want so bad. Oh, my God.
So bad. I want so bad.
You know that's my type, down.
So
bad.
You know
that's my type, down. Let's go to Dior.
That's why just they just...
They just
no, you guys always go without me.
We didn't invite you to DR last time.
I think it was last. You always want to do last minute shit.
Cause that's what we do.
Wait, you were somewhere else though.
I think I was.
It was in August. No.
Yeah, I think I was somewhere else. I was in Canada.
Oh.
Yeah, I was in Canada at that time.
You've been to so many places.
Yeah.
Did you like to travel?
I love to travel, yeah.
I remember when you was in your... You went to, like, Tokyo before. Was it Tokyo?
Yeah, that's... I actually did a job for, like... That's when I was styling. That's why I'm like, people really think I'm a... I was working.
Wow.
I just post the best moments, but I'm working.
No, it's because... Yeah. You know, like, most sugar babies, when you go on Instagram, they highlight these different cities, girl. And then on their page, they never show what they do.
Yeah, girl.
They just show them out having fun. So what is it you do that bring you to all these places?
That's funny. But yeah, Tokyo...
Are you a sugar baby?
Tokyo was different.
I've never been to Tokyo.
How long were you there for?
I was there for like 2 weeks. I went to Kyoto too. That's like...
I like Kyoto.
It's beautiful as fuck. But it's like a movie.
I want to go there so bad.
It's like a movie. Yeah, why have you went?
We were supposed to go. I said I wanted to go for my birthday, but there was the COVID situation.
They
just now started letting people in. But I said, if we go to Tokyo...
I've been there twice.
If we go to...
I'm to Shanghai.
Come on. If we go...
That's just wavy, probably.
I think that's in China.
Yeah, it is. It is.
It's fine. We're on the same, you know, same continent. I said if we go to Tokyo, I would have to. It would definitely. I mean, my uncle lives there, but it would definitely. We need
your
to
uncle
find,
lives there.
He's lived there for like about 25 years.
Go, we can stay with him.
I know we can, but I'm saying he always wants to invite. You know, he always invites him. Saying if we go, we need to find someone young who gives us like the hot spots. I feel like Tokyo for me is not a place we go and we look to see what's popping, girl. We need someone to show us the ins and the outs of what not
no,
to go
for
to.
Real.
Yeah,
like, I believe
a place like that is where you have to go. Okay, so Ugo.
You know we know.
Now you know we know. The thing is, okay, so you do OnlyFans, right?
Part-time.
And you know what it is? Because we always talked about OnlyFans if we should do it or not, like, yeah. Like way before you did it.
We were talking about it.
And I told you not to do it because I was like, I feel like you're more than like bad.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Not saying like this, you know.
But I get what you mean. Though,
yeah. I just always see so much for you and what you could do. So I was like, yeah. I didn't want you to do it. So someone told me you had OnlyFans and bitch, I really bet money. They was like, he has da da da. Because you never posted about it, but. Only for the ones who knew you. Like, you never had it. This is, like, before you had it up. This is, like, when you first started.
But I never really promoted it.
You never promoted it.
I still haven't promoted
yeah,
it.
Yeah, but people... I mean, you'd be posting stuff, like, on Twitter.
Not Twitter,
handed.
But
yeah,
not, like...
on Instagram. Yeah. Someone's like, oh, he got OnlyFans. Because I'll tell you, people just be coming and telling me random shit, so he got OnlyFans. I'm like, he does not. I'm like, I put that on everything. He would never do it. Da-da-da.
Yikes.
Bitch. Oh, he does it? Girl, pulls up everything. I was pissed, girl.
That's like you said about my ex, remember? He would never fuck with him.
Who? Max. Oh, that you would never fuck with that?
Yeah.
Oh,
not I knew that.
Which one?
I'm dead. You know what I'm talking about.
Which one are you talking about? You talking about the first one or the second one? I didn't believe it.
I knew.
Oh, I didn't believe it. I knew.
That's wild to me.
I knew. But before you even said anything, like even when you last on this ship, let's dial back. I knew. Like you didn't have to tell me. It wasn't even like I knew when y'all started talking, I didn't say nothing because you didn't bring it up to me.
Yeah.
If you don't tell me, then I would not bring it up to you because you didn't tell me for a reason. Like it's none of my business. But it still made it my business, girl. So I already knew, but I didn't bring it up. And then I was just like, this is just so weird. You see when you bring the girls around, the girls like to sit here and DM.
Right. Like, that's so true.
The girls be doing that. Every time I bring somebody around, the girls be seeing them, don't say nothing in person, going to the girls.
That's crazy because it was...
That's how it happened.
I'm like...
And even before, too, you was like, I was like, oh, that's so-and-so, bada-bing, like, okay, cool.
But
like,
I didn't even know who... That's funny. Because me and your sister was just like...
Oh, for real? Like, yeah. That's how it should be happening. And the girls want to see him, want to be real quiet in person, girl, when it goes to DM's girl.
Girl, I said, let me see that phone. Yeah, girl.
I know you've never been the person to be for looks, even though, like, your first ex was really that... Yeah.
I'm the...
You ate that. Squandered the yum-yum. That was five. That was my boy at that time. Sorry, he was very five.
Yeah, he hit.
Okay. He hit. No pun intended? No, he was beautiful. But yeah, but anyways, yeah, so when you start... So how is doing, like, OnlyFans?
It's like, liberating, but also, like... It could, I don't know. It depends on your mental health, I feel, honestly. But for me, like...
Yeah, because you have to really be like... People just really... You have to really
gotta not give a fuck and really just be on your money. Because that shit is only temporary. It's not something you could do forever. It's something that you get your money and then you flip in, you do something else. I'm not gonna look like this forever and not everybody's gonna look like that. You get what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
Like, it's a little liberating.
What made you want to start it? Was it the cuz I'm like, money? Like, was you just like...
It was for the money. It was about the money. That's it. It was about the money. I'm like, damn, if I'm going to let go of this pride for myself, I really got to elevate myself. So I need to like, I'm going to put myself out there.
Do you do collabs?
No.
You're not that type of bitch.
No.
You're not.
I need to have money. It need to be money.
Period.
No.
That's cute.
But no, I don't do that. Because I don't really see it as something, I don't really feel like I do it like that. I do it. I post like cute little pictures and shit, but I don't feel like I'm...
You're not busting it
up. I could. I mean, but I'm not going off. I feel like I'm not going off like...
You know, I've been trying to get tips from Ugo.
Not tips.
You know.
Wait, what type of tips, girl?
You know.
What?
No, I'm fucking with you. The thing is, me and Ugo, we be talking about... Because I always be playing with Ugo.
We talking about you bottoming?
Yeah. Oh. So I always be asking her tips.
You need to give that shit up.
I be asking her tips because, you know.
What do you mean tips? You swear.
No.
You trying to put me as like this power bot. Like,
no, you're not that girl. I just always tease him like that. It'd be so funny. He'd be pissed off. I said, Ugo, I need to get like you.
But why? Is that what I...
No, you don't give that for me.
I feel like it's okay, but you don't give that for me. But you're just I'm very versatile, though.
But you are, when you're in your
It has to be the right person. They need to make me feel like, you feel me? Like that. If you can't make me feel like that, but you also got to make me feel like, I don't know.
I'm like both.
I like both.
You feel me?
Yes.
But the right person, though.
Exactly. Yes.
And it can't be big.
Yeah. Yes, you don't do it at all, though.
That's wild to me.
Right? And you have the perfect, you know...
physique.
You know what? That is really crazy.
Lay down and just throw
bitch,
that shit back.
I'm trying to sound built like a bitch. That is really wild. You know what? I was, you know what? I was built like a bitch before I got my titties like cut off.
Girl, you still are.
Yeah. You know they are.
Oh,
you
my forgot, God. They right? are. Because
you know what's so crazy, though, too? Like, now they off. Like, I feel so different because, like, you know... I feel like...
They used to suck it?
Of course. I used to fuck a bitch.
They used to suck it?
Titties.
I don't. I feel like. I mean, I feel like a man now. And I don't have no titties. I'm like, damn. I don't have nothing to like.
I know. It's something you used to grab.
Like, you know, I used to like. I don't have like. I don't have anything. Like, I like me like getting removed is so like not like what it used to.
That
be.
Looks good though.
I know, but I feel like I don't give what I used to give. Like, I used
it would have been different too. You bothered me them holding them and shit. You feel me? I'm like.
I would look to that.
No, them, I don't know. No, y'all so that's some nasty ass bitches. No, but I feel like I don't know. I feel like it's like I'm such like a man now. Before
you
like,
are.
I used to get,
she said she's like a strict top, which I don't believe.
I'm not.
That.
No, I'm not. I didn't say I'm a strict. I never label myself. I just said what you guys do. I haven't done.
Yeah,
that's labeling yourself.
Baby. That is.
Yeah, because you're trying to say like.
Yeah.
I haven't done it. I just don't find it. Like, I don't...
It's the same girl you gotta practice, babe.
Yeah, die.
What, you tried before?
I got... But it's just not... It don't... Like, it don't...
But you gotta want to dig in.
But the thing is, you know, the people I was, like, be fucking with, like, that's what they into. They be trying. I'm like, it's not giving out for me.
But for you, the bottom for them?
Yeah, it's not giving out.
I feel like you should really try it. Honestly, you can't not to try. Like, when you get
it
real
I don't say there's a problem with it.
You do got a G-spot
the girls,
down there.
You do got a G-spot.
Let me tell you right now.
You do got a G-spot. I think it's just the right person. They haven't made you tickle.
Yeah. But I mean, I'm not a
point that you're, like, open me up.
I'm asexual. I'm not into all that stuff.
You feel like
that? Girl, the fuck up, girl.
You're not asexual. You're not asexual.
You wish you were asexual.
This is crazy. Y'all need to cancel them right now.
You're not asexual.
And you guys are telling me something that I'm not.
I've seen your Archie, a bad girl. It's a very.
You need to stop.
It's a very good art. So I'm like, girl, you should actually use
I do, but I just.
You don't be arching
like
that
cat
shit.
Girl. I'm like, yes.
Yeah, it gives very much, it just gives much titties to the ground, girl. Yes, girl. But I'm just not that. I'm just not. I haven't been in that. I haven't.
I'll say, when you get it one time, girl, I'm saying right now, it's the best.
I've had it once.
Do you remember your first time bottoming me?
Yes. I don't know, because I feel like any guys like I've taught, they're always bigger than me.
Okay, I get that. It's fucking weird.
Yeah, I tell you, all the straight guys, I miss all.
It's crazy it'd be the straight ones that be wanting the D too.
Yeah.
That's why I love that. I'm like,
I know, that's, you see, that's
not
you,
mine.
That's what turns me on. I love
that. I'm a lady in the bedroom.
Like right now is this guy who's trying to hit me up. He has a girl. And I'm like I'm not even about to
it's
respond.
It's bad karma for that.
Yeah, I'm not even about to respond because that shit is corny. Like,
I
what?
Live. So what is
you
like,
had a whole
do
girl.
You mind we're asking how big was the one that you took?
The first one?
Yeah. Or like either one that you've messed with.
It's fine, no comment.
Yeah, actually, okay, perfect.
Oh, right, no answer.
No comment.
If you don't want to comment, that's fine. Or do you
want to
comment?
It's matter.
Like this.
You a fucking lying, bitch. You a lying.
No, I'm kidding. The biggest I took was like this.
That's how mine is. That's how my homeboy's is.
But I didn't take the whole
Which
thing.
Ones?
Don't say his name.
I'm not.
What's his name? Who is it?
Girl, Malfit. I know him. You
do
probably do from Twitter.
You definitely do.
He's like a Twitter boy.
Who? Yo, you gotta tell me.
I love messing with the Twitter.
Who
boy.
Is it?
Do you know?
I'm dead.
You know
you
what do?
I mean? I seen him before.
He is my regular. He's actually coming over tonight.
And the thing was, I wanted to try it before Ricky. I was just like, I couldn't do it. But if Ricky told me he did, I said, damn. But that's what all the girls go.
But
to
some real shit, I don't like. I wouldn't bottom for somebody who got a big dick. Like some, yeah.
I'm just trying
it's
to
not right.
Myself.
I don't think that shit don't. I don't want to get.
They scare
that,
me.
It's just that shit don't feel good.
Okay, you go. Okay,
girl. That shit don't feel good.
Yes, it does.
Girl, she act like girl. She's
you
want to
get your shit ripped.
Like that. Hers is open.
Ooh. Mine is not open, bitch.
Girl, but sweet girl, it grabs you in.
That doesn't grab. I feel like I'm just over here trying to train myself. That's it. Just so I can be able to do
not
it.
Not train yourself.
Yeah, but I said, yeah, girl.
No, I think the act and all that stuff is cute, but actually doing it is not for me.
Yeah, I like the whole role play of it and the idea.
Yeah, but
I, but
can
I don't really
like. Yeah.
I don't really like something inside me for a long period like
Same.
Time. After I get my shit.
I hope now Melissa screams in her pillow.
Who?
You. Is that
I,
what
you I, do? I,
I,
I, I do be screaming.
Like, and you're, No, not literally.
I hate it because it's too loud.
Yeah.
I'll do that. I'll do that. But,
no.
What you mean?
That is so...
I can't
if that shit hurt... I'm about to scream.
It's
a wrong type of scream.
Yeah, no, what that, you mean? That's such a turn off.
Like, no, but I do it sexy. Oh, no, that's annoying. That will turn me on. I mean, turn me off.
That is not me.
So much to be gay, man.
I hate the bottoms like that, though. That
I hate those bottoms. Like, oh, they've been biting the pillow. Oh, it hurts. Ow, ow. Mm-mm. See, I'm
I thought that was you, though.
No, bitch, I'm the bitch that looks behind.
Yes, bitch, yes!
He's taking it, huh?
Yes, girl. No pun intended, bitch.
Yeah, bitch. I hate it. Like, just cover your face with a pillow. That's not me. Now, look really back at it.
There's just so many, like, this is just too much. That's why I just choose to just not.
What's the biggest you took?
I told you it was his.
It was what?
It's like 10, 11?
It's
10. 10? Oh, but, I don't remember how his. Oh, it's.
Like, but it's not even really more so the length. People talk about it. It's just the girth.
It's the girth of it.
Girth is given like 4 or 5 inches. Mm-hmm.
It's so heavy, too.
That
like,
shit.
Damn. I love
that shit. That shit sound like it hurt.
And the first time I was like, ooh, this feels a bit. But the second time, no, when I was drunk that one night, best ever. He taught me how to train. He said, breathe.
I think that's the only time I'd rather take it when I'm drunk, bro.
Let it happen. I like it. Ooh, I love that he be talking like that. He's
funny. It was one I talked to. It was two. It was like, yeah, it was cute. He was bigger than me, though.
He was bigger than you?
Like, he was like, whatever. He was like 6'7".
How old was you?
I was 22.
That's big as fuck, though.
He was like 6'7", and like, 260 pounds.
Oh, wow. Big oh, shit. That is a dream.
Yeah.
Throw me around. Listen,
yeah, I don't know why you hit me up. He confessed his love for me. A friend of mine.
Her.
I thought I was getting played. I thought it was a joke. I thought it was a prank. But, you know, it's one of those situations that, like, they just become aware. Like, I had this friend and, like, fine.
Not become aware.
Yeah, fine. But like, just because we're friends, you're fine. I would never try, like, my friend seriously because I feel like that just fucks up the whole friendship. Okay, whatever. Girl, he's one of those friends. He was one of those friends that didn't try.
I just said, I don't know.
You trying to say I tried you?
No, I'm not saying
bitch. Oh, bitch. Oh.
You want to talk about that?
Girl! Ooh, go down, girl!
You want to talk about that?
Anyways, no, but like, I thought he was like fine as shit, but like, I never...
Never did anything.
We're friends. I'd and it was just it. Like, you wanted me up. Like, it was like, it was a party friend. And out of a somewhere he called me. He's like, you need to call me right now. He calls me. Bitch just spilling his fins off of me. Like, you know what? Like, my friends keep asking me what I'm into, like, who I'm into, and it's really you. Like, he was telling me, he was like, confessing stuff to me. I'm like, you really prank me right now.
Right.
Because it was so abrupt. Just like that boy from the UCLA.
Damn. Oh my God, bitch. Football. Yes, you were so hurt about that situation, bitch.
I always get it. You know what happens? Like,
girl, we are fucking Disney World.
We are fucking Orlando.
Orlando.
You know what happens? Like, I always get, like, there's always someone confessing their love for me or doing shit, but you know how it is with, like, straight men. Like, it needs to give it right now or else they fucking change their mind. You know what I'm trying to say? Good. So, bitch, that one, I was pissed because that's how I'm back. He's changed, girl. But anyways, with this one, so I pulled up, he hops in my car and he's damn near just like spilling his
what
like...
What the fuck was this?
It was 2020. So he pulled... Oh. He gets in my car and he started talking and he's really telling me like, he's into me, da da da. He want to take it like he's, I don't know, he's never had somebody like me. Obviously, you know, what the girls always tell me.
Not like I've had before.
I hear the same shit all the time. I really do. Not even to my own horn, but too. So, bitch, he's telling me all this. All right. And after that, he was like, I bet, like, let me pull up to your crib. I'm like, damn.
What'd you do?
That was the first, that was not the first, but that's when I tried to, you know.
To the bottom?
Yeah.
Did it hurt?
Yeah, but it's not that it hurts. I mean, it hurts, but it's not that it doesn't hurt. But I wasn't into it. It didn't turn me off.
I'm telling you, you gotta like.
I don't like being submissive. I'm not that girl. I'm not a submissive girl. I'm not.
Okay. Maybe you just don't like that shit, though.
Yeah.
You probably just don't like it.
I don't, but I'm into like, you see how he was like bigger than me? I love into like dominating that.
Yeah.
That's what I'm into. I'm not into the whole I'm not a girl. I'm not a lady like that. You know what I'm trying to say? I don't like that. Like, even when I'm hooking up with somebody, I always know like I was like.
Yeah, me either.
It gives very much, it gives very much so nigga and that's my bitch. Always.
Of the.
It always gives that.
Yes.
And you know who made me see that? Because the boy, you know, my situation told me that. He's like, it's not going to work out because you swear you're bottom and you're not. And I know you're not. And he was the first one who really saw it. And I was like, okay, cool.
Now you're faking it. You're like, I'm a
liar. I know, right? I thought it was scary.
But the more and more I hang out with you, situation. I really cannot see you doing it. I mean, I want you to, but I feel like you just don't.
I'm not that girl. I'm not.
Like, I want to be those girls, like, do it together. those girls. You know those girls?
No, I would never. Me and you would never do anything sexual. As far as sexual it went, was in DR when we had those two boys.
Yeah. Like, you would have like a threesome.
I would have a foursome. It wasn't like we met like two brothers like a that were into us.
And then you guys just fucking in the same room. You guys were fucking in the same room?
Me and Ricky came in. We have to be in the same room, the same suite, different rooms.
Okay.
And you will close the door behind you.
Period.
So rude for that.
Anyways, now we're getting into What's Your Jam?
Yes. Well, I guess our jam is from Ugo's new EP.
Right.
Yes, how many songs?
I have 7 songs. The first song is Va Bla. That's my favorite song.
Oh, period. Damn, that's about an album.
Yeah, but it's like my favorite song because it's like everyone's going to talk shit. That's the song's name. Va Bla. Toda gente va Bla.
I listen. Yes, I just didn't understand what you were saying.
Bad Bunny's giving right, bad ponies.
I wish I could understand what you're saying.
Basically, the EP is me talking about my past relationships, and each song I'm digesting a different feeling. Like, Va Bla means everyone's going to talk. Todo means everything. Then I'm talking about like being alone, solo, like being, you know?
Alone.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, it's just different feelings. Like, 7 different emotions and shit.
I live. Yeah. Oh my God. Well,
mind you, he be in his room cutting, producing.
I know. Vocals.
Yeah, and I'm like making that shit at home in my room and shit.
That's like, so how did you learn that?
The thing is, I work.
Taught him.
I taught
Girl,
him.
You wish.
I work with my with one of my good friends. He's a producer. His name is Kevin.
He's that guy.
He actually helped me like find my sound and just after that, I just kind of fell in love with music for real. When I start smoking weed, for real.
Y'all be smoking the same, too. Smoking our brains.
What's up, bestie?
Yeah! You know we be high. Right. Yes, I need to get in the studio.
Ricky, what's your jam?
Getting there doing some, like, opera shit.
Something opera?
I feel like you could sing high. I can't.
Why would you tell that?
I don't know.
I have a great soprano voice.
Like, it's like theater. It could give me, like, some... No, like Jennifer Hudson. She can sing, but she...
You're doing good until you mentioned her name. Theater, that's what we're gonna leave it off.
I'm sorry, Jennifer Hudson.
She's theaterish to me.
Yeah.
No?
Girl.
But she got crazy. I'm not saying he can sing like her, but I'm just saying. It's like that
don't
world.
Put that boy, hold on, her back,
like the projection. I mean, like,
I have that. That's what I'm saying.
I am loving.
Oh, I got it.
By Amaka.
I got mine. Forgot. Mm-hmm. I am obsessed with Sexy Red.
Oh, we're both obsessed with sexy.
Yes, pound town.
You know, I'm out of town. Thug it with my rounds.
My coochie pink.
My coochie.
My coochie pink.
My booty hole brown. Yeah, that's what we bumper.
Yeah.
That was our, like, we just really been into our, like,
Hood girl.
I
want Hoochie Mama really like music.
Is it Dolce? Dolce?
Dolce. She's five, isn't she?
She's that girl.
All right, well, that was it for this episode. We had a special guest.
Ooga.
You learned so much about him and what he does.
Yes, what he does.
We love, you know.
Make sure you check out the EP, Ekan
Sekawo. Oh, girl, please. Stream it, girl.
Stream that shit.
Stream.
I'm Denzel Dion.
And I'm Ricky Thompson.
And this is
We Said What We Said.
Only on Spotify.
Fine. Our podcast comes out every Tuesday. Be sure to hit that follow button on Spotify so you never miss an episode. This has been We Said What We Said. Only on Spotify.